Blog Talk Radio.
Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, your intuitive psychic empath.
Hello, everyone. Looks like I have three callers in line. I'm just going to read what it says in the description box just to let you know a little bit about what I do. Please check out my Facebook page, Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. Please click on the link in the description box. I can give you a much longer reading for a reasonable price rather than just on the show where it's a short, short reading. I have a sliding scale fee. Please pay per minute. However, if you need to negotiate with me, please do so and I will adjust the price. Feel free to contact me on my page anytime. On today's show, I'm taking callers for free mini readings. Please limit your questions to only one question per person. No health, pregnancy, legal, or time frame questions. Welcome to my show. A little bit about myself. I am mainly intuitive and clairaudient. Clairaudient means I receive messages from spirit through hearing. Sometimes it's like someone is talking to me, and other times it is an inner voice. My tools of choice are the pendulum, tarot, runes, and oracle cards. I use whatever I am drawn to pertaining to each client. I have been doing readings for people on and off for the past 11 years. I'm highly accurate, but please keep in mind that I'm not perfect and sometimes get things wrong. I'm an empath as well and absorb feelings of others and their energy, so I'm able to pick up on your energy just by hearing your voice. I look forward to working with all of you. On today's show, I'm asking that you pay with a PayPal account. One question is $5, and we're just doing one question per person today. Please make the payment as soon as you can. I've attached the link in the description box. The payment is on donation basis, so if you don't have the money, I understand, but if you can donate $5 for one question, that'd be great and very helpful to me to pay for the show every month and to keep things going here on my end. Okay, I'm going to jump right into readings like I usually do. First caller is 812 area code.
Hi. Yes, hello?
Hi. Who's calling? Hi, yes. And what's your question for me?
My name is Nicole. I'm calling from West Virginia. My question is, I want to know about love. Do you see me being in a relationship?
Okay.
I have been single for about a year.
Okay. Let me just shuffle the cards real quick. Okay, so I pulled three cards for you from the Romance Angels Oracle card deck, and it looks like the first card says chemistry. There's a strong magnetic attraction here. So you're going to meet somebody that you'll have that magnetic attraction to, and you'll just know it in your gut that this person is the right person for you. He will be a true love. This is the romance of a lifetime. And there will be children involved. Do you have any kids yet?
No.
No. Okay, well, it looks like there will be children involved. So either you're going to have a kid or you already have kids.
Okay.
And also, you have to make the effort in the relationship to make things work. Great love is worth taking the steps you're guided to take.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also, you've known him in a past life, so this is a past life relationship. You've known
mm-hmm.
each other before.
Okay.
That's the romance reading, and if you'd like, I could draw a spirit animal card for you.
Sure.
Okay. One ticket. Just going to shuffle the cards real quick. Sure.
Okay.
Okay, so I pulled the whale card, and the whale card is telling me that just like the card said, make the effort,
mm-hmm.
I feel that that's about communication, that you got to make the effort in the relationship to really communicate with your partner.
Mm-hmm.
Whales are very social, and so I'm feeling like you're probably an introvert, but you also like to be around people too. So
yeah,
that group, being a part of a group or a part of your community is important to you.
Mhm. Yeah.
Okay. So that was your reading for today. Thank you for calling.
All right. Well, thank you. All right. Bye.
Bye. Take care. You can listen if you want to the show. Next caller is 951 area code.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. Who's calling and how can I help you? What's your question?
Hey, it's Nathaniel. Hey, you know, I wasn't sure. I was looking for a new love. I was looking for a soulmate. Do you see something?
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Okay. Did I do a reading on that for you already?
You know, I think you did. You know, I did I asked you for a reading about a job, and I think a soulmate, and I think you already said that, you know, somebody new is coming in, and then wasn't sure about the new job. You know, I think some people see a new job coming in. Some people see me going back and getting promoted or something. So I'm really not sure. I'm thinking I might need to move.
Let's
here.
Let's stick with one question. So how about we'll just go with the relationship?
Sure.
Relationship
yeah.
question?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
So you want to know if you'll be in a new relationship?
Yeah, I think we said something about this. I think you've already did a reading on this, that she's kind of got a mediocre job and something's going to be really,
yeah.
really good. Not sure. I should ask another question or something. Is that the one? Or do you see me moving? Or, pardon me?
What question do you want to ask? Because it just... You know, I can
yeah, you know,
take
I'm not sure how the move is going to go. So I'm living in a place, and I'm watching my brother's house for him. So I'm not sure he's going to be gone, but his wife's in China. So I don't know if she's going to be able to come back and for a couple of weeks or a couple of months or what. So I was kind of
so you want
for
to know how. Your brother, you said?
Yeah, well, how long will I be staying at my brother's house?
Okay.
And where might I move to? Would I be moving in my girlfriend, or you know? So.
Okay, so I'll just ask Spirit. When you move, if you'll be living with your girlfriend.
Okay.
So. Just kind of shuffle the cards. One second. Okay. Sorry, it takes me a minute.
No, it can take as long as you want, as long as you can be accurate. You seem to be so kind and patient and loving. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I try. Thank you. First card. Okay. I'm going to read your cards now. The first card
okay.
I got was the Three of Swords. And in this card, there is a big heart, and red heart in the sky, and it's being pierced with three swords. And on the ground is a man laying, like, covering his face like he's in pain. So that's just telling me that you've had some heartache from, like, heartache from a lot of relationships.
Yes.
You've been... damaged and burned by them.
Yeah.
That's just confirmation that just saying that they're aware of that.
Might be more of the past card, though, too, right?
Yep. Yep. That is.
Yeah.
And
it's the first one you said was the past, the second one's the present, and the next one's the future. Is that the way you do it?
Usually, but sometimes
yeah,
I mix it up a little bit. All
right,
and the second card is the Nine of Cups card. It shows a man sitting on a bench with nine cups behind him, sitting on like a shelf above his head, and it looks like he's really proud of his work, so it's showing someone that takes pride in his work, his career. And, of course, this is you that I'm referring to. And then I am getting the Moon card. So that's just, for you, I feel like it's just hidden messages that are there for you. For you to figure out in time, I'm trying to see what kind of messages. Well, I'm not really getting anything there. But let me pull some pull in some romance cards and see what they say so I can answer your question better. I'm gonna shuffle these. Okay. So, again, you're going to meet somebody. You may already know this person, this romantic interest. You may already know her because it says you've already met the romantic partner you seek. It's time to take, and then I got a card that says free yourself. It's time to take back control of your life. And in this card, this horse is trapped in like a circular gate around it. And I feel like that has something to do with where you're living. Like I feel like that's not the right place for you to be right now. Like, it's time to move on.
I'm helping my brother out, and I'm not paying any rent right now. I'm just mailing him his mail. I just have to pay for that. I probably don't have to, but.
Yeah.
I mean, credit card debt, so it's happening.
Yeah,
and it doesn't look like I don't have a job right now. It doesn't look like I might be collecting unemployment this week, but. I'm not sure that they're not calling me for anything, and I called the last 4 days to go to work. And...
Yeah, well, right now we're focusing on you, whether or not you're going to move in with a partner. Is he going to move in with a girlfriend soon, yes or no? So, Matanjo, I'm saying yes, that you will move in with a girlfriend soon. And I don't really do time frames, but I'm going to try to at least get a season to when this will happen. Will he be moving in with her by the summer? Okay, so it's saying yes for this summer.
What about the spring?
I can ask that too. Is he going to be moving in with her this spring? One second.
Okay.
No. Summer. Yep. Summer.
All right.
So that is your reading today. You can always call in again when I have the next show.
Okay.
I like to do it on Sundays, so call in next Sunday.
All right. Well, I'll look for you and see if you have a show or something. But thank you so much. I'll let you get the other callers.
All right.
God bless
you. Thank
you
for calling. Thank you. You take care. God bless you, too. The next caller is 703 area code.
Hello, it's Andrea.
Hey, what is your question for me today?
My question is, I recently started talking to this guy. His name is Rodney, and I'm just kind of what energy you pick up for the relationship. I feel it's good, but whatever you pick up.
Okay. One second. Just gotta shuffle my cards again.
Sure.
Okay. So the first card is just like the recent past. It's saying love yourself first. Your self-respect makes you more romantically attractive. So I take it that's something that you've been working on.
Mm-hmm.
Really loving yourself and taking care of yourself first before you meet somebody. The second card says engagement. Your love life is ascending to a higher level of commitment. And then it says wedding. This situation involves marriage. So it looks like you could potentially marry this person eventually. I feel like it's not going to be really soon that this will happen, but it's maybe like a year out, maybe longer. And then also I'm getting that religious factors may be playing in like, maybe a bit of a blockage between you two. Are you both practicing different religions or spiritual paths?
I'm more of a spiritual path, but I wasn't born Jewish. I'm not really sure what he is. I assume he's probably Catholic, but I don't really know for sure.
Okay.
But that's important.
Well, it says that it might be an issue, but that's nothing, doesn't mean that you can't work through it. You can work through it, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never been really the religious path.
Yeah. So that was your romance reading, and
well, thank God.
Yeah, would you like a spirit animal card?
Oh, sure, that'd be great.
Okay, I'm just going to shuffle the cards really quick.
Okay. Yeah, it's a fairly new relationship, so, you know, we're just still working on this. But so far, so good.
Excuse me. So I got the nightingale. Does that mean anything to you?
Nightingale.
The nightingale.
No.
The bird.
Mm-mm.
Let's see. I don't know what this means, but I'm hearing something about you singing a song or singing some kind of a song. And in the picture, this bird is standing on what looks like a globe or some kind of sphere. And it's like singing a song into the night. So,
interesting.
It might not mean anything to you right now, but maybe in the near future it will.
Okay.
Okay, so that was your reading. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Uh-huh. Bye.
Okay. You guys can always stay on to listen to the show if you like. I put everyone on hold to listen if they'd like to. Or you could hang up. It's up to you. Next caller, 831 area code.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Christina calling. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm worried about my 17-year-old son and my 13-year-old daughter. And it's to the point where my son just looks down and he won't look at me when we're driving. He won't look at me when we're eating. And he wants to talk to somebody. So I'm trying to find a therapist. And my question is, how can I be there for both of my kids in this time of crisis? Because it's been a few years that he's been really struggling with severe depression and anxiety. And I just want to know what direction I should go in, because I love my kids so much. I want to help them both. My daughter gets dizzy and loses her eyesight when she's anxious, and she's only 13. So a 13-year-old and a 17-year-old. Just as a mom, what could I do to help consistently to hold that love and that energy of support?
I'm not trying to be like rude or anything, but who is having the most difficulty? Because I'd like to be able to focus on one person's energy right now.
Okay. They're both really struggling, but I'm going to say my son Bo, because he's not speaking and there's no friends. And he just seems to be spiraling down a dark pit.
Okay. So how can you help him better, basically? That's what I'm just
going
to ask.
Yeah, or like what's going on with him? Like what direction, what does spirit say I should do? Like whatever spirit has to say. And thank you.
You're welcome. So what should she do to help her son, basically?
My son, Bo, because I have two of them.
Her son,
so.
Bo. Okay. One second. Okay. So the first card I got was the Wheel card. And I'm just reading reading this card intuitively. I feel like first off, I'd like to mention that I do feel a lot of energy around him. Like, I'm really hot right now, so
is it like good energy or negative?
Well, it's like uncomfortable. You know,
he saw something in the doorway, it scared him to death, and he wants to sleep with the light on. And then he's, you know, he has gifts.
Wow. Yeah. That's impressive that they can do that. Let me just read the cards and see what they say. The wheel, I feel intuitively this means that there are different directions that you could head in. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So there are about 8 different directions that you could head in with this. And it's also showing like I think he has a lot of angels on his side. I'm seeing spirit animals. I'm seeing winged creatures with, like, books, so that telling me that he's very wise for his age. The snake,
yes,
the serpent,
he
which is.
Is,
yeah, the serpent, which is very wise, and a sphinx on top of the wheel with a sword. I'm not quite sure what the sphinx means, but at the same time, there is like some kind of a red creature that's hovering under the wheel, and I feel like this could possibly be that spirit that's attached to him because of where he's at spiritually, you know, because he is so depressed.
The face ran in the doorway. It's like tormenting him.
Sorry. That's...
And I'm really strong. I'll come and face anything. Like, this is my house. This is my child. And I love you, Bo. You're not alone. He slept on my floor, which is the first time he's ever done in years because he was so terrified. And I know it feeds off of that. So I don't know how to put the, you know, to let him know, call on Len, call on the angels. They are there as well. But the kids are tearing him apart at school and making fun of him, and his self-esteem is shattered and self-worth. And his dad has told him that he has mental illnesses and not to tell me. And I just, it's like a way to control him. And so I'm praying to help find the right therapist that will be perfect for him, and I have a list of them. So I thought about cutting up the names and just mixing them in a pile, and then whichever one comes up, calling somebody that would just be perfect. I live in California.
Oh. Okay. Well, all I can really do is pray for you when it comes to that. I will pray for you and your family. But back to, and I'm sorry that you're going through that. That's really hard. I've been in.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've been there as a teenager.
Well, because he's so wise and kind and loving, and if they can take him down, well, then they've helped a lot of people that he could help in the future. Because he is like an extremely old, wise, loving soul who does not talk badly about a soul. His friends got into drugs, and he got into sketching and playing the ukulele and drawing. And he is standing alone because he's not going to change who he is. He's not a follower, and he's real quiet. And then the kids just attack him. And I just try to point out all of the beautiful things in him that I see.
Yeah, definitely keep doing that. That will help uplift his spirit. I want to get to the rest of the reading. The second card, okay, so the first card was just basically reflecting what's going on, recent past or recently. The second card is the Six of Wands, and this card is telling me that okay. And his name is Bo, right?
Yes. We spell it like beautiful, B-A-U.
So this card is telling me that he is feeling like he's kind of... Okay. He's on a horse in this picture. He's on a horse, and this man has a staff. And he's wearing a purple cape, and he has a sword, and looks like maybe some kind of a crown on. So he's really a very regal kind of person. Like I think deep down he knows what he wants, but it's all the people surrounding him, like what you said, that are bringing him down. And all he can kind of do is kind of just stand there and look out into the crowd because he's stuck. But you already told me that, so let's see what this third card says. The third card is the Emperor card. And at first I thought it was you that was kind of like, I thought it was him. But then as I continue to look at the card, I feel like this is your energy that is sitting on this throne and, you know, you're in charge and you have the staff in your hand and you're just kind of guarding him. But
yes,
what I'm getting is that... And I know this is really hard for moms because I'm a mom too. So you got to let him go through the dark night of the soul. You know, this is something that he's working through his shadows. He's obviously in pain, but all you can do is be there to support him and uplift him. Keep telling him, you know, all the great things about himself. You know, you could even mention that this, when he sees these spirits, that he, you know, he has gift and to call, like you said, to call on the angels. Definitely get him into therapy. And they might, as far as mental health goes, they'll suggest where to go from there after you get him into therapy. I also see in the last card that I'm pulling, the Four of Pentacles, there is a man sitting down and he is holding, he has one pentacle on top of his crown, he's holding one pentacle and two pentacles are on the ground, so that's four pentacles. I feel like, he's guarding something, you know. He's grasping this pentacle tight to his chest, and he's guarding something. He's holding something, keeping something to himself. And the two pentacles under both of his feet, same thing. He's just really, like, stubbornly holding on to something. Maybe like a secret, something he doesn't want to talk about. Like he's a private person. So
yeah,
all you can do is just keep telling him, letting him know how much you love him, that you're there for him, that he can always talk to you. But definitely get him some professional
get him into counseling
help.
Because
yeah.
I feel like his my older son that's in his 30s and his dad are tearing him down in order to control him, because that's what they tried doing to me, and it nearly took my life. And I'm divorced now, and it's been, you know, now he's going after my son, and I know that, you know, they love him, but they are not going about making him a man, is what they think is in order to break him down. And I think that's what's going on. They tell him, do not tell your mother. And he just, you know, so I'm just going to let him know how much I love him. Pray that I am not blocked for one more second in getting the right person to him. And then mm-hmm. just sitting in silence and being there for him and letting him know that no matter how busy I am, you're number one. I'm always here for you, and just be consistent and be diligent in it, because I have gifts as well, and I've seen Archangel Gabriel, and I want to tell him again, look, that you can also see the angels, and when you do, it'll bring you so much relief. You're not alone. You need to know that if you're seeing something that's scaring you, the light is there as well. And he's not understanding yeah. that when he goes to a dark place, that he attracts that to him, because he's lost right now and he's being bullied by family. And I just want him to be 17 and not worry about all this stuff going on. So thank you so much for the reading, and I'll take to heart what you said, and I know I need to step back and just get him into therapy and just be there for him. And I just want to thank you. And with the negative attachment, the more I can bring him up, will that dissipate that? The more that his energy will shift into feeling good, would that help?
As of right now, I don't think it's something that you can really control.
He would have to change that in himself. Like if I'm doing more things and uplifting, mentoring things, the more he starts to feel good.
The more
I think
he gets
the less
that help and support he needs for his mental health, the more I believe that's going to dissipate.
Perfect.
It's possible you might need to do some kind of a
smudging.
Yeah, for now. But if it gets worse,
were you going to say like exorcism or?
Well, I mean, I was hesitant because you know it doesn't sound like it's that bad yet.
Okay.
But if it gets to that point, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I saw a figure in the hallway that was really tall, and it scared me. And I thought, okay, so I'm going to uplift. I'm going to be on him in a way where I'm stepping back, but I'm spending time actually doing uplifting, mentoring things to catapult him out, because it's what I want to do with my life, which is mentoring kids who are broken and asking God, help me with my words and help bring in these angels. And not my son. You know, we've been through enough. And with the home that we're in, there were a lot of negative energies in it that he's been in since birth. And now we're in a new home, and we had peace for a while, but then because of the place that he is, and he goes back and forth on the weekends to that home, that scares him to death. I've never seen so many things in my life in that house. And there was a lot of negative, angry people in that house for generations. And so there's a lot of leftover energy and things coming through. So I've got my work cut out for me, but I know all things are possible with God, and I'm not going to step into fear. And I'm so grateful to you that you gave me this reading, because now I have direction, and I'm just going to focus on being guided to the right solutions with love and compassion, setting firm boundaries, being diplomatic and noble, and never backing down. And I'll do the same with my daughter.
You knew what to do the whole time. You know what to do.
Maybe it's just validation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, okay. And I've been so busy with, I'm a grandmother. I'm 52 and I'm in school. There's been all this stuff going on, so I've been distracted. And I'm like, no, this is, I'm feeling it. So course correction focuses on you and we're going to get you up and out of this place. And, you know, step by layer by layer, like when teachers teach, don't throw it all on at once. Just little steps. God, help light me up. Give me these ideas. Help co-parent with me. And I'll be saging and praying. Saging the house, praying, doing salt, and then also just spending time trying to make him laugh. Because there's, you know, nothing lifts your vibration. Mm-hmm.
I keep getting a message that sometimes it's okay to, like, kind of pull him out of his room and to say, why don't you just come and sit down next to me? Just sit down next to him sometimes and put your arm around him and let him know that you love him. Sometimes you don't even need to say anything.
Yes, because the isolation in his room's really severely bad. Like that's the only place he's in, and I don't think it's good. So I will start lovingly prying him out of there in small spurts, little spurts, and then just gradually make it a little bit longer and a little bit longer, and know that, you know, love heals.
Yeah, it does.
Love heals.
Compassion, empathy, definitely.
And just pray for that to be seeping in the house along with me embodying it. Because
and I will
he is
pray
such
for you
a
and your family.
Thank you. Because my son and daughter act like they're more like father and daughter. They love each other so much. And my little girl feels his feelings. And I feel them. I'm an empath, a medium, a psychic, a shaman. I feel them. And I, you know, I've cut out a lot of negative people as I am healing my wounds and choosing this road less traveled because I love humanity and I want to be of service, and I can't be of service if I'm not self-aware. If I can't listen to myself, then I can't listen to anyone else. So I'm on this journey, like with my gear on, looking at Mount Everest, and I'm not backing down. So thanks
for
listening, and thank you. I'm a first-time caller. I'll be calling back. And could I listen in to the remainder of the callers? It's just wonderful to hear other readings. And
sure,
you have
I'll
a blessed day,
hope.
And thank you for praying. Thank
you.
Thank you
Namaste. For calling. Namaste.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. I took a little bit longer with your call just because I felt like that's what I need to do. So, and I wanted to support you. So, okay, we have about 2 minutes left, so I'm going to squeeze in one more caller. 917.
Oh, hi. Thank you for squeezing me in.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Who's calling in? What is your question?
Hi. I'm Dora. My question is related to to my work tomorrow, and I wonder what they think about me in terms of my work quality and what they think about me.
Okay. Geez, I'm only going to be able to pull one card.
Fine enough.
Okay. So I got the Ten of Wands, and it's showing someone that's working very hard and diligently. He's carrying a bunch of sticks up to a castle. So, Ten Wands. So that's just telling me that they see you as a very diligent and hard worker. So what they see in you is positive. But try not to worry too much about what other people think about you. I mean, I understand since it's your job, you know, you want them to see you in the best light. But they are seeing you in a good light. So I had to put you on hold. I thank you for calling, everybody. Have a blessed evening. And again, you can always find me on Facebook. Just click on the link in the description box. And if you're able to donate $5 for your reading, for those of you that receive one, please go to the PayPal link in the description box. Okay, take care, everybody. God bless, and have a good night. Bye.